Greetings, all you lucky listeners. We're here today with three knuckleheads reading the Bible for the first time for some of them. They don't know how to pronounce shit. And today we start with the T-Man looking for a passage for me who can actually read. It all goes downhill from here.
So it does.
Pay attention, folks, because you'll hear nothing good.
I'm thinking Psalms 143.
Palms, okay. Palms.
To Palms 44. 144.
No.
Okay, Palms 140. Did you say 143 to 144?
Yeah, here and here.
That's 142.
Here to here, smartass.
Okay. It's also Psalm. Mr. Palms. Sweaty Palms, Mr. 143. Okay. A Psalm of David. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness, answer me, and in your righteousness.
You're just pointing at me like a generic priest already.
Anyways, do not enter into judgment with your servant, for that in your sight,
I know.
No one living is righteous. I'm going to read 144.
I mean, just...
I'm just reading.
Just read something, come on.
Okay. Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle.
What the fuck?
Trains your fingers for battle.
My loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower, and my deliverer, my shield, and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Lord, what is a man that you take knowledge of him, or the son of man, and that you are mindful of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down, touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot your arrows, destroy them. Stretch out your hand from above and rescue me. Deliver me out of the great waters. Why are you swimming? Why are you in the middle of the water? It's like, Jesus, God, just fucking whoosh me from the goddamn fucking lake.
Deliver me out of the water. So, like, is the water giving birth?
I mean, I'm
God comes down, he starts smoking some mountains, you know, like, and then he just starts
smoking that good mountain kush. Oh, we're gonna get so
he's just flashing some scattery. He just shoots some. He just shoots some arrows and slurping some water, boys.
What the fuck?
From the hand. Okay, rescue me and deliver me out of the great waters from the hand of the foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you,
so
oh
the
God.
Left hand's the right hand.
On a harp of 10 strings, I will sing praises to you. Okay. I'm not finishing that song. Also, you got some fucking shit in my book. How dare you? This is a nice book, and you goddamn ruined
find
it.
Find my passage.
Yeah.
I'll find you a nice passage right here.
Oh, no. I am worried.
We are doing this for entertainment purposes, and I kid you not, this is just out of nowhere. We were doing this for a good 10 minutes before we decided to do, like, a podcast on this, or just a recording in general.
Yeah. Start from Samuel 3:31, and continue until Samuel 4. So Samuel 3:31.
Okay, where is that?
Somewhere 31's big bulk.
Oh, there is. Then David said to Joab.
Joab.
No, he's now known as Job.
No, that's only, you forgot the A. There's an A in there. It's Joab.
Joab.
I mean, choose actually, one, guys.
It's Job.
David said to Joab.
Joab.
And to all the people who were with him, tear your clothes, rid your sleeves with slack cloth, and mourn for Abner. And the king David followed the coffin. So they buried Abner in hair bun.
Wait. In a hair bun. So in like...
Rip your shitty ass clothes off and get in this man bun right now. Right now. Who said this, by the way? David!
I think it's David. I think we're on David.
David speaks. Go on.
And the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people wept. And the king
sang, I'm motioning, crying.
The king sang a lament over lament. Abner.
What? Lament.
It's lament.
It's a sad song.
Sang a lament over Abner and said...
Before you continue, before you lament, I have to a really quick story. So I was in theater, and we were reading... old Greek Greek tragedies, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And there's this one Greek tragedy where this kid could not say
No, you're fucking it up.
Lamentations. Like where you lament but with ations after it. Okay. Lamentations. He always said laminations. I must press this paper between plastic and cry.
So I know it's waterproof.
Okay. You may continue with your laminations. Sing the laminations, it says. Sing it.
Should Abner die as a fool?
Should Abner die as a fucking fool? He will die. Fools. Okay. I'll continue.
Your hands were not bound, nor your feet put in the fetters.
Fetters.
As a man falls before the wicked men, so you fell. Then the people...
Stop dabbing, please.
Then that's what she said. All the people wept over him, and...
And the Lord said, fucking stop dabbing.
And when the people came to persuade David to eat food while it was still day, David took... an oath saying, God do so to me, and more also, if I taste bread or anything else, till the sun goes down.
Fasting. Yes.
Now all the people took Steam note hands. Of it, and pleaded them, since whatever the king did,
David, please eat, we're so hungry.
Pleased all the people.
Fuck that. I'm gonna eat at night, bitch. Just because you complained.
Since whatever the king did pleased all the people.
No one was pleased.
For all the people and the all Israel stood that... Wait, understood.
Is it stood or understood?
Understood.
For all they understood, he's a fucking bastard. Continue. Hey, Devin, can I blow up this surgery glove?
Why?
No. Oh, okay. Do you need this?
Just put it back.
Okay. I found a glove. Continue.
Where was I? I lost where I was.
Did he...
Lament.
Everyone did what the king... Everyone was appeased.
Understood that the day had not been the king's intent to kill Abner, the son of Ner.
Wait, I thought he... What? I am so confused.
He apparently killed him.
Did you finish it?
No, not yet.
Do you want me to look at it? Do you understand who died?
No, I don't, actually. I thought the king...
I'm letting him speak.
Okay, go on.
I'm so confused.
I want to look at it to tell you who died.
Abner died.
Abner died, but I thought the king was Abner's son, not the someone else's son that got stabby-stabbed.
It said...
I'll read it when you're done, to clarify. Continue.
I mean...
To clarify. She's almost done.
Then the king said to his servants, do you not know that a prince and the great man has fallen this day in Israel? They replied,
yeah.
And I am weak today, though...
I am weak. Today, in particular. fucking weak, bro.
Though, and...
Press F to pay respects.
And noted.
We're pissing. And noted. We're pissing off someone king somewhere.
And these men, and the son of Zerua, are too harsh for me. The Lord shall repay the evildoers according to his wickedness.
Let me speak.
There please.
You can go through and reread if you need it.
Tear your clothes, Gerd.
The one who knows the most about the Bible is head-scratching.
What'd you say?
I said the one who knows at least something about the Bible is somewhat head-scratching.
Dude, you fucking got jello in my fucking Bible, how dare you? You spill blood red onto the pages of the Lord, how dare you? Only Jesus speaks in red.
Jesus spilled the blood, though.
No, I'm saying because the like text cannibals. Is the words of Jesus that, in red.
No, we ate jello.
Oh, Jesus.
No, we get the body of Christ, so doesn't that make all Christians cannibals?
Yes.
Jesus wasn't human, though. Tink, tink, tink.
So we are fucked up people who ate aliens, then.
No. Because we don't eat his body. We eat wine and say, yes, I'd love to be a cannibal someday. What the fuck? I'd love to slurp, slurp that nice Jesus juice. That's what they say in church. The children, you want some fucking Jesus crackers? Cracker head like Jesus was. Continue.
What are the awful crackers they serve at churches?
Oh, they're really... I heard the wafers. It's like a vanilla wafer. You ever have vanilla wafers?
No, it's nowhere...
I love vanilla wafers, it is but no that don't taste like it.
No, that's nowhere near vanilla wafers, guys. It's styrofoam. Get the shit straight.
Yeah, it tastes more like styrofoam, to be honest.
It stops the global warming.
It stops our hearts from beating.
It's the body of our god, apparently.
So our god was made of styrofoam.
Wait a minute. Wait. Oh my god. I'm scared.
Don't be.
I'm concerned and scared. What's wrong? All the same time.
What's your question? Why? What's speak, wrong? Man. Speak.
Our god, styrofoam.
I don't know. Well, yeah, I mean, you ever met one?
I mean, well...
Praise the cup.
Praise the solo cup.
That's not styrofoam.
That's plastic.
No, some solo cups are styrofoam.
What about the ones from Starbucks? Aren't they, like, styrofoam? Or Dunkin'?
Dunkin's are for hot drinks, they're styrofoam. For cold drinks, they're plastic.
I mean, we're supposed to be doing a commentary about reading, and we're talking about styrofoam cups at Dunkin' Donuts. What the fuck?
Hey, it's God now.
Anyways, find a passage for F-Boy.
F-Boy.
F-Boy 2. Electric
you mean the T-Man?
The T-Man? The Timinister?
Only the F-Boy I know. Oh, fucking F-Boy dropping my goddamn whiteout.
Is that an insult?
You dropped the whiteout!
What whiteout?
You made
your whiteout. Okay.
You made the whiteout wipe the floor.
Let the whiteout eat the floor.
Let the whiteout eat the floor! Oh my god. We're pissing someone off somewhere.
Who cares?
Okay, you read do. From the 1
okay.
to the 2.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is it King of Solomon 1?
The Song of Solomon.
Oh, he reads the song. Singy song, boy. Sing song.
Fuck off.
You have to
slightly
sing now.
Song.
The Song of the Song
just
of
just read so- poetically.
The Song of Songs, which is Solomon, the Solomite.
Song of Songs, which is Solomon the Solomite, yes. It's a song of songs.
I mean, that's like a tongue twister.
So wait,
tongue
is
twister
that a playoff
tongue
off of Endermen and Endermites?
Oh Lord, stop you!
Shut up, banished heretic.
What do you mean?
Let him kiss me. Let him kiss his of his mouth.
Ooh, kinky.
Already, man. God, I think this is why Catholic girls like kinky sex. For
you need to calm down.
I mean, at this point, we're reading the Bible and making memes. We cannot cross any other fucking lines at this point.
There's a few lines.
And we haven't been racist yet.
Oh, Lord.
We're making fun of a whole entire religion. I think at this point...
That's a religion. That's not
we're not
a
bringing race into this. Shut up and read. Read, bitch boy.
Okay, where was I? For your love is better than wine, because the fragrance of your good, emanates. Your name is Omina, pours forth. Therefore, the virgin love you. Draw me away, the daughter of Jeremiah, which ran after you, and it was like 3, 4, 5, like fuck, next every other word is a new number.
I can imagine this being a Shakespeare play right now.
Well, yes.
To be or not Romeo to be, and Juliet, to not to be like... the daughter of Jeremiah will run after you. The Shalamite, the king who has brought me to his chamber, the daughter of Jeremiah.
The Bible like, parody of Romeo and Juliet.
Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to fucking read. I can barely read. I can barely read Diary of a Wimpy Kid without getting distracted every 10 seconds.
At least it has I pictures. I
like to make jokes, too.
The John...
I feel if this had pictures, you wouldn't... You, all we do is chuckle at these dumb pictures. God. There's some fun pictures the other day I saw. It was very funny. Dumb little drawings in the fucking bathroom. On, like, a piece of paper that's like, ah, these are working people. Look You're at their dumb faces. Her up.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, read your fucking Bible.
Where was
Bible
that?
Study, bitch.
The king has brought me down to his chamber. We've got to be rejoiced. We will remember you, love more than wine. Rightly on, do they love you? I am dark, I am lovely. Oh, George.
George. Oh, George.
The fuck?
Lower your voice.
Oh, George! Do I not look upon me because I am dark?
Continue.
Why'd you pull out the scissors?
I'm getting threatened with scissors at this point.
I meant to grab the dolphin, don't worry about it.
Don't take That's even the worse. Dolphin!
Okay, tell me...
Read, bitch boy!
I'm getting held up by a dolphin. Tell me, whom I love... when I feed your flock, when they make me feel the... I can't read anything because they're just being distracted.
When you're ready to stop, you may stop.
Yeah, you can stop whenever.
To be, if you do not know, O fairest among women, follow the footsteps of the flock and feed your little goats.
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 Continue.
Continue the goats.
Feather? That's a blue jay feather. My phone.
I have compared you, my love, to my fullest, finest charms. Your cheeks are lovely with ornaments, chains of gold.
Gold?
We make you...
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
It's a gold, continue.
Wait, what?
Gold, so you do Chewbacca noise.
Okay. We will make...
We will what?
We will rock you. We will make you ornaments of gold, which studded with silver. While the king on his stable... I don't even think this is supposed to be a song.
It says Song of Solomon. Maybe Solomon's really bad at singing.
Maybe Solomon's bad at writing lyrics.
Maybe it was like one of those low beat songs. You know, it's not like, and not every song has to be an upbeat song.
I mean, it could be like a West Side Gangsta rap.
Like one time, I wrote a song that was kind of like a poetic song, like a little rappy, like a poetic song, right? It's poetic. But when I told someone else to sing it because I didn't want to sing it, they did a rap. And I'm like, that's not even what I was going for. No, they didn't rap. They didn't even rap it. They like, they put on a mood that was like dark and dreary. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
And the song's about pink unicorns.
No, it was about like the heart or something, like some arteries or whatever.
It
depends on
how you interpret it.
Behold the fair, my love. Behold, you are fair. Jesus Christ.
Fair.
Figure it out.
You can't finish? God, you got like two fucking little...
I skipped a lot of lines without you guys noticing.
Well, I figured.
Well, we're not looking over you.
Behold,
24/7.
You
like,
are
read
fair.
The fucking page.
It says, the beloved. Behold, you are fair, my love. Behold, you are fair. You have dove's eyes. That's it. That's it.
Wow.
Do you want me to read the rest?
Give me a second. It's my turn to choose.
You're so... Oh, yeah. Choose me something. Yeah. My turn.
Choose me chill.
Funny. God choose fucking me ruined things. My book. How dare you? Please stop touching my book.
Fuck you.
Okay.
3 to 4. I think that would be... I'm trying to read it and I'm not understanding shit. Good luck.
How do you read fast?
I'm good at skimming. That's how I passed MCAS, kid.
I'm good Ephesians. At skimming, too, but, like, yeah.
Ephesians 2. Ephesians 3. Okay. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus.
Wait,
for you Gentiles.
Wait, Jesus had prisoners?
Wait, Jesus had prisoners?
Let me finish. Let's listen to what Paul says.
Well, Paul is
for this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which has given to me for you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I briefly written already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
So, question.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus had prisoners?
Yeah. That's
it's a mystery of Christ. Let me continue. Which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets, that by the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and the partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel, of which I become a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power.
I'm still confused that God, Christ had prisoners.
Let me look before I... Can preach peace, ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba.
Slaves.
Wait, Christ had slaves?
No, I just read slaves on the other page. I lost it, okay. Apostle Paul, apostle of the Ethiopians.
To answer the question from earlier about the, like, white magic...
Yeah, I could be wrong.
Males? Wizards.
Okay, see, I'm smart.
I'm a skip.
Wizards and witches. Skip ahead.
I'm a smart white boy.
Nah, I'm done.
Shut up.
Boring.
I'm not boring. We're reading
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother.
Sup. What do you need from me?
Philippians.
Okay. Hey.
Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Jesus.
What?
Malachi 1:11.
Malachi is like that
nor
badass
will
like,
I accept an
sword wielding age in D&D.
Idea though.
Malachi is also that kid from Children of the Corn.
Malachi is also in a regular
furry.
Show. Malachi the furry. What's up?
For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven.
That we can't pronounce and put them into Google Translate.
You know how hot it is? It literally in the Bible it says, "For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven."
I mean, how hot can an oven get?
Ask.
Is it my turn?
I'm not bringing race into this.
I said, "How hot did an oven get?" I didn't.
That is not a race thing.
That's not a race thing.
Don't ask Hitler.
Can I?
Oh, you messed up, little.
Words.
I said, "Don't bring." Oh, Egypt. Here you go. Have fun.
Have fun with Egypt.
You close the book.
Leviticus 2011.
2011?
2011.
Hey, that was a couple years
2211
ago.
2211?
No, 2011. It's chapter 20, passage 11.
Here.
Yes.
Just read that.
It says, okay.
The man who lies with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness.
This both is getting really incestual really quick.
Both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them.
That just got incestual really quick.
That's all she asked me right. I'm going to keep going. If a man lies with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have committed perversion. Their blood shall be upon them. If a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination.
Okay, so
they shall surely be put to death. Blood shall be upon them.
Okay, so this is about the part where they're like anti-homosexual.
Yes.
Oh, that sucks. That's really stupid.
What'd you say?
They're talking about homosexuality and how if a man sleeps with another man, he gets his head cut off.
Damn.
If a man marries a woman and her mother, it is wickedness.
Wait.
And the mother, too. Wow.
Mary's the woman and the mother.
I'm the father to our son and your brother. Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Your brother is my son.
Hold on.
Sorry.
You are the father.
They shall be burnt with fire, both he and they shall be made no wickedness among you. If the man mates with an animal, he shall surely be put to death. You shall kill the animal.
Wait a second.
It's not the animal's choice.
I mean, why? I'm so confused. This is like the... What? Okay, so back then, they just got freaky with almost anything.
Apparently.
And incest was rampant?
Apparently.
I mean, say something?
If a woman approaches any animal and mates with it, you shall kill the woman and the animal. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them.
She fucked a horse. Kill the furry.
Oh my god.
Calm down there.
Sorry.
The Bible says calm down.
The Bible said it, not me.
We're just translating it to normal English now.
Let's see. If a man takes his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and sees her nakedness, and she sees his nakedness, this is a wicked thing. They shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He has uncovered his sister's nakedness. He shall bear his guilt.
So basically incest is bad. These Bible words in the South.
Either
is
that
fucked.
Or apparently seeing your sister naked while you're naked.
I mean, that's the Christian way of saying of having sex.
You were naked, therefore you had sex.
I mean, at this point, wouldn't like half the South be messed up and gone?
Yes. Alabama would be a bomb.
Alabama would be genocide.
I don't think they understand how the Bible works. They read three passages and go, yes, this is all the Bible says. You little shits.
If a man lies with a woman during her sickness and uncovers her nakedness, he has exposed her flow and has uncovered the flow of her blood. Both of them shall be cut off from their people.
Okay, so...
Oh, so if you fuck a woman on her period,
you get banished.
Yeah, banish your little shit. Don't
it
fucking
said
leave
her
that.
Sickness, so
well,
when
but
she's
then it said
sick.
Uncovered her blood. Which
yeah, her blood
sickness,
flow.
Sickness, blood flow, that's probably period.
Well, it could also be when she's sick.
Why
and
is she bleeding
puking
so
up
much?
Blood.
I hope you don't fuck her while she's vomiting blood everywhere.
I mean, that's even worse.
That's one bad blowjob, if you ask me.
Oh my god.
That's gonna be a lot of acid to, like...
So, I mean...
Leave acid out of this.
I mean, ours makes more sense.
Can you give the man something to read?
I mean, no, this is funny.
I just want to get down the page.
I mean, we're finishing what we can't fuck.
Okay, hold on. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, nor your father's sister, for like, that you
Patty.
Should uncover his near of kin, they shall bear their guilt.
I mean, at this
you
point...
You fucking guilty bastard fucking your aunt. Aunt Katrina looks pretty great.
I mean, at this point, the only thing you won't get killed for is your hand.
Yes. Maybe.
Masturbating? Well, continue. Let's see.
Let's see.
If a man lies with his uncle's wife...
His
he
uncle's
has
wife's cousin's daughter's nephew's sister's in-law dog. Then he shall be forbidden banished.
He
cut
has
out,
uncovered his
jail.
Uncle's nakedness. They shall bear their sins. They shall die childless.
Damn.
Wait, you killed a kid too?
Wait, did it say uncle?
Yeah, if you sleep with your uncle's wife, then you cannot have children.
Well, they fucking... It means they're gonna kill you before you get the chance, that's what it's saying.
I mean, what happens if you already have a kid?
Well, yeah, already...
Then you would have to... Then, by that rule, they would have to kill the kid.
Childless. Not my child.
You
if
are
a
not
man
the father.
Takes his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. So he uncovered his brother's sister, nakedness. They shall die. They shall be childless.
If you fuck your uncle's sister, how are they related to you? They're your son, but
uncle's wife.
Uncle's wife?
Yeah. It was uncle's wife.
It was uncle's wife.
If he's your
so your aunt-in-law.
Is that your cousin?
No, that's your aunt-in-law.
No. The child.
Yeah, it would be your cousin.
And my son. This is my cousin. Son cousin.
I mean...
Cousin?
Cousin?
What
cousin.
About if it's a daughter?
Shit.
Daughter.
Cotter.
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 Cotter and Cosson. Can you okay, get the man on. Some read after you finish?
I will. Hold on.
We are. Stop.
I'm at 22 out of 27. Calm down.
Okay. Five more lines.
Of what we can't fuck.
If a man takes his brother's... Oh, wait. That's 21. Never mind. 22. You shall therefore keep my... All my statutes and all my judgments, and perform them. I'm fucking up the simplest of words that I can read.
Hold on.
All the things are bad things.
Okay. You shall therefore keep all my statutes, all my judgments, and perform them. That the land where I am bringing you to dwell may not vomit you out.
Wait a second.
So it's stop talking about fucking things. It's talking about banishing people.
Yes.
And the world vomiting them out.
Yes.
It means getting kicked out of the area you were banished to, apparently.
I thought it was the
steamed hams.
I thought it was like you get sucked in and just shot out.
Okay, give the man the passage.
Come on, four. I'm on 23.
Oh,
25.
Calm your tits.
Of 25?
Yeah.
27. It's 27.
I'll give you 20 seconds. Go.
You shall not walk in the statues of the nation which I am casting out before you, for they commit all these things, and therefore I abhor them. But I have said to you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord, your God, who has separated you from the peoples.
Okay.
Honey and milk? Wow. Are you finished?
No.
God, keep going.
You shall therefore distinguish between clean animals and unclean, between unclean birds and clean. You shall not make yourselves abominable by beast or by bird,
abominable
or by
snowman.
Any kind of living thing that creeps on the ground, which I have separated you from you as unclean. And you shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have separated you from the people that you should be me. Mine, but you should be mine.
I mean, if you want to have a lot of holes, just talk to God, apparently.
A man or a woman who is a Miam, or who, it finishes on the next page, has familiar spirits, they shall be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them.
Oh, I'm sad. I thought I was going to stone with something else. And I was happy for like 10 seconds. We're just waiting for my passage. Make a meme. Say something funny.
I really miss those shitheads.
What?
Little 10-year-old fuckers. Little goddamn... Jesus Christ is the Lord of many small midgets. And that's what I miss. This is the whole point they're missing. It's just little people.
Okay,
You gotta smudge on my glasses.
Read the 3 to the 10 on this page.
3 to the 10.
Oh, from
3 to 10.
Okay.
Okay.
Hark!
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 Is that what it says?
No.
Oh, okay.
They commit heresy in Egypt. They commit heresy on their youth. Oh my god, not this again.
What, have you read this
before? Yeah, I've read this already.
Oh.
I read this one before we started recording.
Oh, okay, read it again.
Oh, fuck off. They commit heresy in Egypt. They commit heresy in their youth. I mean, at this point, their breasts were their embrace. Their virgin bosom was pressed their name. O'Hire, the elder, and Obama, her sister. Okay, that's the worst I've said that. They were mine.
Obama, her sister.
Why are you fucking Obama's sister virgin bosoms?
What? No, it's saying Obama's a female.
Sister virgin bosom. Continue. He presses virgin bosom to Sister Obama. None Obama. I'll have none of this. Continue.
Let him read.
Nah, continue.
O'Hara played with the heart, even though she was mine. And her lust for her lover.
I wish you could see this face.
The neighboring asylum, who were clothed in purple, captains and rulers, all of them desired young men. They desired young men, but yet fucking another man would get them killed, since we just read that. I'm so confused.
Well, they don't have another man.
Well, this
they
is
just
like 50,000 pages later in the Bible.
I mean, it's about, like, 352 pages, so at some point...
I mean, they live for hundreds of years.
It's more like 50,000 pages, but yeah.
Mr. Man lives 900 years and has one son. Goddamn bastard. What's he doing with his life?
And then dies.
Forget about all his other children.
I mean, you should
that one man who had only one child through all those hundreds of years, and then he died.
Where was I? Shit. All the choices men have, she's all for whom he lust. They're all idiots. She defiled herself. She never gave up her heresy brought from Egypt. For her young, they laid her, pressed her virgin bosom, and poured out the immortality upon her.
So wait.
Wait.
They pushed on her boobs. Like, no. You cannot do this.
They pushed the immortality out of her boobs.
Wait, no, is this like multiple guys on one girl or something?
They pushed on her tits and were like, no, you cannot do this.
Oh, finish. You read to 10.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Therefore, I have delivered her into the hands of her lovers. Yep, multiple guys, one girl. Into the hands of Arsnine. Yeah, Arsnine.
How did you not pick this up the first time?
Because I said fuck once and then Sam took it from me.
Oh.
For whom...
Because he can't read.
Shut up. For whom she lusts... They uncovered her nakedness, took her son and her daughter, and slew her with the sword. I mean, they just killed her. She became
so
beyond...
So wait, they pushed on her tits, told her no, and then sliced her neck off.
After taking her kids. I mean...
Karen, the kids.
I mean, DCF nowadays, I thought they were bad.
And people say Karen. Video games cause violence. The Bible's causing violence.
She became unboned by among women. They had executed judgment on her. What? So they... What?
A fucking bastard,
so
they
their
said.
Judgment was to kill her.
Excuse me.
Apparently. Huh. But yet... Okay, you know what? At this point, I don't want to know more.
Find me the funniest passage you can.
33.
Darhookmar Darhan.
33 through 35.
Okay. Ezekiel 33. Can I do 32?
I mean, yeah, but it says cups a lot. That's why I want
to
enter that one.
32 to 35.
I'll start at 31.
Okay. I could care fucking less.
You have walked in the way of your sister.
The way.
Therefore, I will put her cup in your hand.
I mean. No.
Thus says the Lord, you shall drink of your sister's cup, the deep and wide one, and you shall be laughed to scorn, and held in derision.
Are they saying his sister's an alcoholic?
It contains much.
That answers no questions. It starts raising more.
It contains much.
Like
you will be filled with drunkenness and sorrow. The cup of horror and dissolution. the cup of your sister, Samaria. You shall so drink wait, they, and drain
they
it.
They put her in the cup.
It's the cup of your sister. Sister.
So they sister. They took your sister. Sister's cup sister. And filled it with your sister.
Wait.
Let me finish.
Wait, they what?
You shall drink and drain it. You shall break its shards and tear at your own breasts. For I have spoken, says the Lord.
Oh, it's
therefore,
a
thus no says shit. The Lord. No, because you have forgotten me and cast me behind your back. Therefore, you shall bear the penalty of your lewdness and your
cup.
Harlotry.
Cup.
The cup is filled with the woman's sister.
So
they have committed adultery with their idols and have even sacrificed their sons whom they bore to me, passing them through the fire to devour them. I skipped to 37 part 2.
I mean at that point, what the fuck is in the cup?
Drunkenness. Chivalry.
The woman.
The woman's blood? Or just the woman herself? Like, he shrunk her down and put her in the cup and said, you live here now. This is your new home. Figure it out.
I think it was either the woman's blood or the woman's flesh.
I mean, God's fucked up.
Jesus. Or the organs.
Jesus is all forms of fucked up.
Or shards
John.
Of bone.
Wow.
I know someone named John.
11? Is it 11?
He's a drunken...
It could be crushed a bone.
I mean, 11, at this point...
44?
It could be anything.
Yeah. We've been doing this for like 44 minutes. 41 minutes. We've been doing this for just because we could.
More than 40 minutes.
Okay, you must start at John 1. John 1, 1. Start at John 1, 1.
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1?
Okay, start
in
John.
In the beginning...
There was John.
The word. The word was with God.
I thought the word was the word. Wait.
The word was God.
Tap side of head, yes.
He was the beginning with God.
With the word.
With the word.
And God.
And all God.
These, with word.
With
all
word.
And things made through him.
Speaking to the Bible, damn it. Okay, continue.
The Bible.
Speaking to the Bibble points at the recording.
The Bibble dribble. Speak. We'll call this Bibble dribble.
Okay.
No, because it just
all
means,
the things
I want different
were,
books.
Were made through him. Without
dribble
him,
with
nothing was made that was made.
Wait. Wait.
So, if he didn't exist, nothing would be created.
Nothing was that made that was made. Create. The God was the Word, and the Word was with God.
Don't forget the beginning.
In him was life, and the life was the light of the men.
Life, and light, the, men, the dark, life, light. Dark. And the, dark, bark, dark, yark, yark.
York.
Continue.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Where? There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe.
Wait, make believe or might believe?
Might believe.
Oh, that said make believe. I was going to say, this whole book's bullshit then. If this is all just in someone's mind, this book's bullshit.
Hold on. Let's see. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light.
Oh, I want breakfast.
So,
wait,
so
what?
He is.
Wait, why did you just out of nowhere say I want breakfast?
Because I was thinking about some eggs and beef. And
you're thinking about eggs and beef when we're talking about a guy who's witnessing light.
Yeah, he witnessed life. And then what the first thing in the morning? Life, boom, breakfast. Yeah.
I mean.
And the Lord said, "Let there be breakfast." And then the waffle was created.
And the waffle was created. What about the pancakes?
Pancakes are just bitch waffles.
No,
pancakes are the fallen ones. They fall flat like a pancake.
The pancakes are the fluffy ones.
No, the pancakes are the failures. No, those are crepes. No, the crepes are the failures.
Ow.
I'm so sorry.
The Satan crepes. Ah, fuck. Just fucking throw... Why are we throwing a bottle of white out at each other?
Because you read the fucking Bible like a goddamn lizard.
Maybe if we replace light with white out, then we know what it is.
Light out?
White out?
I don't even know her. Okay. So you were saying darkness, yes?
I was saying beginning. Guy witnessing light.
With the beginning, the beginning.
But now
the
there was darkness.
And then there's the word.
Bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives the light to every man coming into this world.
Come into this world.
And then he sees light, and then he dies.
And then he dies.
When you come into this world, you see God, and then he kills you.
I mean, at this point,
smite.
I mean, we just read that if you do anything sexual, you get killed. You learn about a random girl getting her breast pressed and something.
Breast and pressing.
And then death. Like, I mean, God is some fucked up.
Give me the spoons.
Audio shit. Bad for audio.
Hey.
I'm just saying, I feel like God and Jesus are just assholes. They're just like, the best way to phrase it, they're just like the bullies at the playground and start kicking and killing people.
Smite! And the Lord said, let there be swings. And then there was. He said, anyone who goes on the swing, your mom's a hoe.
Oh my God.
And then he smite all of Jerusalem.
And now we're at war for Jerusalem because it's the Holy Land.
Okay.
Everyone's at war for Jerusalem because it's the Holy Land.
You start at the one.
I start at the one, and where do
I end? Which passage am I at?
Anywhere.
I will stop.
Jude? Oh, Jude. Wait,
no,
Jude.
I'm at the Revelation. I'm at Revelation of Christ.
Jesus Christ. Continue. It's the Revelation of Jesus Christ. Continue.
At this point, the revelation of Jesus Christ, watched God gave him to show his servants things.
You read like you're 12.
Things which they shortly are placed. What?
He's 12, and like he's 12.
And sent significant by it, because the way it's italicized. I just got petted.
Hey.
Coo. By his angel and his you're servant fine. John. I'm going to read until, like, Jesus starts talking, and then I'm going to be like, nope. Who bore the witness God. The John Service Church, which is in Asia.
No!
Wait, churches is in Asia, so the Holy Land's in Asia.
The what?
Holy Land's in Asia.
Well, it's just a church. That's one church.
No, this is just that the Holy Land's in Asia.
Can I look?
Yeah. Wait, are we fighting over the wrong place?
Let me see. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you,
seven random-ass churches in Asia?
In Asia, yes, that's where the churches are.
Why do we
Asia.
Care about Asian churches?
I just realized, it's 7:30.
I know, I'm gonna be heading out soon.
Do you have to catch the bus or go?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna wait for the hour and then call it.
Okay.
Okay, where was I?
Magic.
Asia. Grace,
I like how you instantly correlated Asia with magic.
Because I was on the word Asia, and we've diverged. Asia graced you in the peace from him who is, wow, I mean, even broken English, what the fuck? Graced his church, firstborn who from the dead, and ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and watched us from sins to his own blood.
Keep reading. Ignore it.
Ignore the weird shit going on and try not to laugh. I mean, what the fuck? I am Alpha of the Omega.
You can stop whenever you wish.
I know. The beginning and the end.
No.
The beginning and the end. Alpha and Omega. Isn't that like...
Magic.
The fuck are they talking about?
I don't know half the time.
This is some weird, kinky, furry shit. I want them to stop. I thought you said I couldn't blow up the glove. How dare you?
Hey, it's because I wanted to.
Bastard.
What the fuck? What are we doing? What is this?
I mean, Bible study to get ready for probing.
Prostate exam.
We cannot touch the pages without gloves, otherwise we get paper
cut. Get your fucking jello hands off my fucking Bible, damn it. I've scraped three things out of this book because of you.
Fuck you.
I have hands.
Hey, do that with the glove.
That's audio shit. God damn it. Here, have fun. Find something funny. What the fuck?
I feel my hand like Mickey Mouse.
Gosh. Any dog.
You're gonna pick a random passage and read in the Mickey Mouse voice, aren't you?
Now I will. Job 9. Then Job answered and said, I truly, truly I know it is so. That's all he said. That's all she wrote. But how can a man be righteous before God? If one wished to contend with him, he could not answer him one time out of 1,000. God is wise in heart and mighty in strength, who has hardened himself against him and prospered. So you're getting fucking hard on from God. How dare you?
I mean, I know people who've gotten hard in church.
From God?
Yeah.
Oh, the Lord said rise.
Oh my God, I got even... Oh my God.
Let me read you a small passage from one of my favorite...
parts. And he died.
No, that's one of my other favorite silly, dumb parts. Ooh, Timothy.
Why are you reading... Oh, whatever.
Why are you reading him?
Yeah, come on.
Peter.
He is not an open book, man.
Peter.
Come on, Peter.
I have to find John.
That's what we have Family Guy for.
What? The story about Peter?
Yeah.
Jose, Ezekiel.
Imagine Family Guy was based on the Jeremiah. Bible.
I mean, every SpongeBob character is based on the seven deadly sins.
That's true.
The Veggie Show is all just a Christian show.
Well, yes.
I never knew that.
Really?
Yeah. VeggieTales, I did not know was Christian until I watched one. It was like talking about how Jesus will kill all the heretics and all the gays.
So magic.
So, I mean, at some point...
I need a cable of contents.
I'm just saying, if being a homosexual is so bad, and the Bible says kill them, I'm just saying, that makes no sense.
Go on.
Pride Month just ended.
No, all month is Pride Month, bitch.
Every month, Pride Month. I mean, at this point, we're just all over the place. I mean, why would someone fuck an animal?
Don't ask me.
Because people have.
Because it's fucking... They can't get with any other human...
Ugh. I mean, I'm not talking about, like, the furry shit. That's different. But I'm just saying in a general sense. You fuck an animal, you kill the animal, and the person who did it.
Why kill the animal? They didn't ask for it.
They didn't consent.
Tampered with.
I mean, it's not like the dog can bark a consent. But yet, it's off with its head. I mean, what are you trying to accomplish?
Big fist.
Just fucking read what you're...
Oh, I wanted to show you this passage, but I thought you wanted to finish your little weird sexual things.
Leave me and what I'm saying alone.
Okay, here's a little passage. John 11:44. Let me just read right before that. And now when he said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth! Jesus said that, yes.
Wait, Jesus... Our interpretation of Jesus is so weird, because it's like...
Lazarus, come forth!
It's like, yours is like sloth.
No!
You've never seen Goonies sloth? From Goonies?
Oh, yeah.
I know that you overhear me!
You got...
Leave me alone! Okay. And he, who had died, came out bound hand and foot with grave cloth, and his face was wrapped with the cloth. And Jesus said to them, Loose him! Let him go! And then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the things Jesus did believed him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things Jesus did. And then the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, What shall we do? For this man works many signs. He can read a U-turn and one way.
many signs. And yield. What the fuck does yield mean?
It means slow down, stop, bitch. Fucking. It means give up your. It means you're legally arrested. Give me all your money.
I mean, I'm
read whatever you want.
Hey, it was my
turn. Oh yeah, it's your turn.
Oh yeah. Pick whatever you want.
I mean, at this point, I don't even think we're having a stylization. It's just. Okay, we have exactly 5 minutes. So.
Table of contents. Preface V.
That's five.
Old Testament. Genesis 1. Exodus 30.
Genesis is a good video game console.
Yeah, it is. Levi Titus 53. Numbers 71. I like how the chapter's just named numbers, though.
Titus. Hold on. Well, chapter 3, right? Passage 11.
I must go to chapter of 4. Numbers.
I mean, if you want to read about the Titanic, that's in there too, apparently.
Where does numbers Titus? Begin? Here it is.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Titus. Now the Lord spoke to titties. Moses in the wilderness titties? Of Sinai.
Were we talking about titties?
No, we're talking about numbers.
Numbers? Oh, the numbers passage, yes. Now, what number is numbers? What number are you reading?
Number
one.
I mean,
on page 71.
It's called numbers. That's the name of the passage.
So, wait, we pray to numbers now?
Yes.
Numbers starts out with, now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai.
Oh, Moses. I know this one. Is it the bush?
In the
Moses
tabernacle
can't count.
Of
oh,
meeting.
Oh, it's the numbers, because, is it the, no, wait, wrong one.
On
wait,
the
who did
first
the
day
names?
Of the second
Moses.
Month in the
second
year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the numbers of names, every male individually,
so
from 20 years old and above, who are able to go to war in Israel. You and Aaron shall number them by their armies.
So wait.
Isn't this what the Jews were?
Wait, no. The way I'm understanding this means no one has real names, that we're all just fucking numbers in a program somewhere.
So this is the Holocaust.
Again, wait, because these are Jews getting numbered to go to war to die. Wait a minute.
This is the Holocaust, but before the Holocaust.
Hitler read the Bible. Why?
Hitler was Christian.
What?
Wasn't he?
No, he was Jewish.
Oh, he was?
Yep.
Hitler, I hate these fucking people. Fucking family's
But you
trash.
Are one of them. He shoots himself anyway, so.
So they say. There's a.
Shot himself in the foot. Shit.
He actually took a pill. It was a cyanide pill.
Oh.
That killed him.
He ate the.
So he ate poison.
He got bit by a bork bork num num.
He
ate apple seeds.
He sinned with the apple seeds.
He ate apple seeds, so he's Johnny
Appleseed.
He ate
the apple pit.
What the fuck?
Apples don't have pits.
What's fruit without the pits?
Apples don't have pits.
Apples are not considered fruit.
Okay.
They're like bananas. They're considered berries.
Yes.
Wait, apples are berries?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I mean, we have exactly a minute before we have to do our wrap up.
Let's just talk
okay.
about, like...
Are you ready to wrap up?
Fruit.
I mean...
So let's talk about this. Let's finish this session off with some fruit topic.
Hey, that's my water.
My water?
Can you stop fighting over fucking a bottle of water? Okay.
I'm not fighting.
I mean, at this point, this whole entire thing is a fucking mess.
Well, yes. That's
well, it's been a mess from the beginning.
Touché!
In the beginning, there was a mess.
And it's still a mess.
That's what God said.
And there was a bowl of Jello.
Oh, you were... So
that is now
I mentioned,
gone.
Do you know the show Good Omens?
Yes.
No?
No.
Okay. In the show Good Omens, it's a religious show. Well, not really religious show, but it's about so a demon and an angel.
Which was what we were reading about.
Let me finish. A demon and an angel who've been on Earth for 6,000 years. You know, they don't, Armageddon's about to happen. They have to find the Antichrist and stop it, right?
Okay.
And God.
Okay, 10 seconds, we're doing a wrap up.
God is a woman and Adam and Eve are black.
I mean, at this point, holy shit.
Good show.
Okay.
Watch the show.
Watch the shit.
Goodbye.